This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Quote, he's just a guy who lives in Mesquite and likes burritos, as how Stephen Paddock's brother described him. President Trump had different words for the 64-year-old man behind the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. 59 people killed. And
we are currently standing at 527 for individuals injured. And individuals that have died or passed away, 59.
Yeah, that according to officials in Las Vegas. Jeez. President Trump did speak yesterday before he goes to Puerto Rico today to tour the damage from Hurricane Maria and meet with and reassure the people there. There was some question yesterday as to whether or not he would cancel this trip. He's not canceling it. Tomorrow, the president's going to go to Las Vegas. Yesterday, he said,
it was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
We are getting some of the details of how police found the shooter who was shooting at the crowd of 22,000 people. They were at an outdoor country music show. One witness saying that Jason Aldean was about three songs into his set when the gunshots started. Although concert goers couldn't figure out where the shots were coming from. A lot of confusion there. Gunman Stephen Paddock was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino. He had rented two rooms there, and he reportedly used one of those hammers that you use to break a car window to smash out the window and take aim at the crowd across the street below.
Yeah.
He had been in the room since last Thursday. The shooter took his life before police were able to get to him, and there were conflicting reports of how long it took police to get there. A former Las Vegas police officer talked to CBS News yesterday and said the way they found him was,
the way the shooter was identified was not from the muzzle flashes, but the smoke detector in the room went off from the amount of smoke that came from firing that fully automatic weapon.
Yeah, and then some point after, he took his life.
Yeah, there was some question about that because the sheriff later on questioned this smoke detector thing.
Right.
Although it's very plausible that it would happen. I don't know if you've ever... I was on a shooting range once when the fan stopped working. They have fans.
Right.
They have a filtration system.
Exhaust.
And it becomes a fog bank so quickly you can't believe it. You just don't notice it.
Right.
Because it's so efficient, the airflow.
Sure.
So I can see where that would have happened. But they went on later to say, I don't know anything about a smoke detector. I can just tell you my guys went to every single floor in that hotel, and it took a little bit before they figured out where this was coming from.
Yeah, there was a report from CNN that said they thought it was coming from the 29th floor and started going to every room and then went to the 30th floor. And they pointed out that it took an hour and 12 minutes
to clear all these floors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they were. That was the last that I had heard about it. It could be a combination of both.
Sure. And the people in the rooms around that particular room hearing.
And it could be that the smoke detector did lend itself to this and that the sheriff who was giving the brief didn't know the story yet. That's also very possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's very believable that the smoke detector would go off in the room.
Well, either way, when they got there, the SWAT team did blow the door off to get inside. And once they got in, they not only found Paddock dead, they also found he had 23 guns with him in the two hotel rooms. Several of the rifles had scopes on them. At least one was fully automatic. There were also 19 firearms, explosives, and thousands of rounds of ammo in his home.
Well, he shot at them before they blew that door off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not known what the time frame was. I don't know if he shot at the SWAT team or if he shot at the guys that were clearing the floors.
Right, yeah. Well, investigators found 10 suitcases in the hotel room that they believe were used to bring the arsenal of weapons into the hotel. And, again, when they searched the suspect's home, they did find 19 more guns there.
Wow.
Officials are still trying to determine a motive. What we do know is that Paddock was a wealthy retiree who lived in a retirement community in Mesquite, Nevada with his girlfriend, possibly a wife, but probably girlfriend.
Okay.
A little confusion there. Even the brother couldn't give us a clear answer on that. There are conflicting reports on if the two got married. The girlfriend is a 62-year-old Mary Lou Danley. She was the person of interest yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. Remember, they were looking for her. Well, they did find her outside the country. She is in the Philippines, according to USA Today, who says that she's an Australian citizen who had worked as a high-limit hostess at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. That, according to her LinkedIn profile.
Interesting.
She listed her previous address as a downtown Reno unit at the Montage Luxury Condominiums. At the time, Stephen Paddock owned the unit, so was a connection there. She is no longer a person of interest with this. So they're not investigating her. Paddock himself had no criminal record. His dad did, though. Apparently, his dad was on the FBI's most wanted list for bank robbery.
Wow, that's crazy.
He spent 8 years on the FBI's most wanted list from 1969 through 77. He was diagnosed as psychopathic. The mom didn't stay close to the father, and the father played little role in his son's lives. Mm-hmm. Paddock acted alone, and even though ISIS claimed responsibility, U.S. officials were like, nope.
We're not even sure if that's the actual ISIS or just somebody.
It's ISIS light. What they're going to do, yeah. They brought the FBI out. The U.S. officials brought the FBI out immediately to say that there's no evidence of ISIS involvement here. Now, Paddock's brother did speak to reporters yesterday, clearly in shock while he's trying to talk to CBS and CNN.
The story just fell on us. We have absolutely no idea whatsoever. We have no idea why he did this. And that's what you're going to find out is I can't imagine. When you guys find out why this happened, let us know. I have no idea whatsoever.
Yeah, according to his brother, he had, quote, nothing to do with any political organization, religious organization, white supremacist, nothing.
Yeah.
He also told CBS that his brother wasn't into guns at all.
You know him to have guns? Was he an avid shooter? I mean,
no,
you know, not that that...
Not an avid gun guy at all. The fact that he had those kind of weapons is... Where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He's not... He has no military background or anything like that. He's a guy who lived in a house in Mesquite and... drove down and gambled in Las Vegas. He did stuff. Eat burritos.
Was the woman that they were looking for his girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah, Mary Lou. I mean, that's why I was on the phone with the cops. It's because I mean,
what do you know about
we were worried that he might have hurt her, too.
Police are actually describing her as his wife.
They might have got married, but I don't think they're married. He's just his girlfriend.
You know what really is messed up about all of this is because of this dastardly thing he did. That guy you're talking to right now just lost his brother.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything. And his family is responsible for all these dead people, and he lost his brother all at the same time. Mm-hmm. A brother that he just talked to the other day or texted with or whatever it was in a very mundane fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly close, not particularly distant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They talked about hurricane stuff and about their mom, but it doesn't seem like they had a very close relationship because when the reporter specifically said, are you guys close?
Sure.
He said, well, we live, 80 miles apart.
Right.
So he went for actual distance for how close they are.
Right. Not that they're close,
like,
close.
I would say I'm close to my sister. I love her to death. Sure. I talk to her. We text every other day pretty much. We always have something. We see each other a couple times a month at least.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So. Well, but he also knew that he had called and talked to his mom the other day.
Yeah.
So he knew that about his brother.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no consideration for the fact that that guy just lost a family member in all of this conversation because you're so focused on, gun guy there.
His phone's just ringing off the hook. He's trying to deal with everything. Yeah.
Such a thing, man.
Yeah, this brother is, you kind of feel bad as you're watching him.
Well, clearly, these guys either are, from the outside, they don't know this dude.
Yeah.
Apparently nobody so far knows this guy. Because you just don't get, 42 guns now? Are we up to something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you have amassed an arsenal.
Yes, you have.
You just did it, and nobody in your family knows about it, and the neighbors don't know. You keep to yourself. I mean, how many times have we heard this description over the years of different people?
Yeah. I don't know, he's a nice guy. He likes cats.
Kept to himself. Mm-hmm. Always nice. Yeah.
Well, they were talking this morning on one of the stations about how the neighbors are now being interviewed, all of them. And they're all saying, we didn't notice anything, but they're little pieces of information that wouldn't necessarily send up a red flag when you put it all combined.
Sure.
Will probably be a big red flag, and they'll be able to get something from that.
Yeah.
All of the neighbors' info combined.
Well, then when they're talking about him moving all the stuff into the hotel, But it's Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you know what weird stuff goes into hotel rooms in Las Vegas? People go to Las Vegas to do weird stuff.
Yeah.
There's magnetometer.
Yeah.
There's somebody with his bondage gear in a trunk. You know,
right.
You start checking everybody's luggage, those hotels are going to end up being a third to a half empty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If people can't go there and get their freak on or whatever it is they do, I'm not saying.
No.
But you know
right,
what
though.
I mean.
You're right.
It's
you're
Las
right.
Vegas.
It is.
Man, that's a tough call there.
Well, there has been a huge outpouring of support for victims and their families, including a few victims who were from here. Allison Crute and her boyfriend Andrew Camp were among the injured. Crute's mother told News Channel 3 that she was shot in the arm and will need two surgeries.
Ouch,
the 28-year-old already completed her first surgery to control the bleeding. She'll need another to repair her radius where the bullet hit. Mm-hmm. Camp was hit by shrapnel to ease her burden, according to WTKR.com. Her friends have created a GoFundMe page to help cover her medical expenses. Our goal is to raise $20,000. And while the lines were 5 hours long to donate blood in Las Vegas, they're saying you can help by making a blood donation here as well. We are sending blood supplies there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, and the official GoFundMe for victims of Las Vegas is up to $2.9 million at this point and still collecting. So if you want to help out,
that's amazing.
Plenty of ways.
Sure.
Now, I know you're going to give the story of Tom Petty coming up here in just a minute.
So absolutely.
I'll get to George Foreman just to finish the news.
All right, great.
He has challenged Steven Seagal to an open rules fight that he wants to broadcast on pay-per-view.
This is fantastic. Does Foreman need money or is he just angry? Because now, remember, this is George Foreman, who has been a lovable, compassionate, caring. He's a minister. His whole life turned around after he got done with professional boxing for the most part. And he's not like that. So what's going on here that he's got a particular... This is not the first time he's challenged Steven Seagal. What's happened here?
When was the last time he sold one of those grills? Because they're not as popular as they used to be, you know?
Are you thinking he just doesn't have the money he used to make?
It's now the flavor wave with Mr. T, right? That's the thing yet. The report here says the 68-year-old boxing legend, George Foreman, first tweeted yesterday, Steven Seagal, I challenge you one-on-one. I use boxing. You can use whatever. 10 rounds in Vegas. He then added, I put this out there for a while and no weapons, hand-to-hand only. It's not clear why Foreman wants to take on the 65-year-old Aikido master who once pooped his pants after judo Gene LaBelle choked him out. But it could have to do with Steven Seagal moving to Russia and buddying up with Vladimir Putin, amongst others. Seagal has also raised eyebrows after training Anderson Silva and other UFC greats and is considered a fraud in martial arts circles where many claim his standing as an Aikido master is dubious.
We have had, this is one of the great debates, whether or not he's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened on the radio show a couple of times probably in the last two decades. Where people, and they just freak out, man. There's the Seagal backers and the Seagal haters. Like, it's totally fake. And then there's like, no way, man. There was that video where he's teaching the class in Japan, and he's the visiting master.
So, if you went in for an Aikido class or whatever, and you didn't know who your teacher was going to be, and then out walks Steven Seagal, what do you stay? Do you go?
Oh, I'm still staying. He still knows more than I do. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He can still beat my scrawny little butt. Right. No question about it. Yeah,
yeah. Especially now he's packed on the pounds. So,
I know. All he's got to do is knock me over.
Right.
Just sit on me.
Just a little,
I'd just be done. I couldn't get up. I'd be looking like a turtle, like an ant.
A new form of Aikido here.
It's Aikido.
Yeah.
Aikido everything I see. Then I sit on you.
We'll see if he accepts. No word from Seagal on this yet. Mm-hmm.